program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Briggs Brown and the Bayou Cajuns, and Corey Leday and his Zydeco Band. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is holding after 2 days, but Shira Frankel reports a deadly shooting earlier today involving Israeli soldiers along the Gaza border is making some people uneasy.
Palestinian medics say that at least one person was killed and several others wounded when Israeli soldiers opened fire at a group of men along the border fence that separates Israel and the Gaza Strip. Palestinian media reported that the man killed had been trying to place a Hamas flag on the border fence. An Israeli military spokesman said that there had been previous attempts to infiltrate Israel from Gaza and that the soldiers had fired warning shots in the air when the men approached the fence. A Hamas spokesman accused Israel of violating the Egyptian-mediated truce and said that Hamas was preparing to file a complaint through officials in Cairo. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel.
Verbal clashes in Egypt today, where supporters and opponents of the country's Islamist president have taken to the streets of Cairo. Critics are denouncing President Mohamed Morsi for granting himself sweeping new powers. Backers of Morsi say they're temporary to ensure reforms go through. Retailers are hoping this year's Black Friday is a strong one. Holiday shoppers are crowding stores and malls today looking for bargains. Kelly Jackson waited hours outside a Best Buy in Pittsburgh, hoping to get a flat-screen TV.
We were about the 50th person in line, maybe, and I believe they only had, like, 17. So I didn't get what I wanted. But my sister-in-law, she was able to get 2 laptops for her 2 boys, so I'm happy for her. At least she's smiling.
Some retailers opened their doors on Thanksgiving, trying to get a jump on the competition. The White House Christmas tree is arriving this hour. NPR's Scott Horsley reports First Lady Michelle Obama is welcoming the 19-foot Fraser fir destined for the White House Blue Room.
Rusty Estes was working as a golf course manager back in the late 1970s when he decided to try his hand at raising Christmas trees. 3 decades later, one of Estes' trees was the grand champion in a contest sponsored by the National Christmas Tree Association. And another tree from the farm Estes runs with his son Beau in North Carolina will be on display at the White House. Estes now grows about 300,000 trees at Peak Farms in North Carolina's Ashe County. A White House grounds superintendent and a horticulturalist from the National Park Service helped pick the Fraser fir that'll greet countless visitors as they tour the White House throughout the holidays. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
It's an abbreviated trading session today on Wall Street because of the Thanksgiving holiday and Black Friday. At last check, stocks were trading higher. The Dow Jones Industrials were up 113 points. The NASDAQ was up by 30 points. And at last check, the S&P 500 up by 12 points. This is NPR News from Washington. China is ordering its hospitals not to turn away patients infected with HIV/AIDS. The directive was issued today by the country's health ministry. Officials are also ordering protective measures for China's doctors and nurses who are treating those patients. A whistleblower who exposed China's tainted milk industry has died. His death comes 10 days after he was seriously injured during an assault. NPR's Louisa Lim in Beijing interviewed the man 4 years ago.
Jiang Weisuo was attacked after meeting distributors at his dairy company at the beginning of November. He fell into a coma 10 days later and then died. Jiang told NPR that he knew his crusade against tainted milk was risky, but he would not stop. The pressure on me is very great, he told NPR, but I'm not scared. I know that I'm doing the right thing. The police have detained a suspect but have not disclosed any more details. Jiang exposed the ways in which milk was being adulterated in 2006, but his reports were ignored until 2 years later, when milk laced with melamine killed 6 babies, igniting fears about China's food safety. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
In Pennsylvania, most of the nearly 50 inmates treated for carbon monoxide poisoning have been sent back to the York County prison. Several remain hospitalized. Officials are investigating whether a heating system in a women's dormitory was the source of the carbon monoxide. In Connecticut, police say a real estate agent is facing charges for allegedly stealing his competitors' for sale signs from the front lawns of area homes. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Carnegie Corporation of New York, a foundation created to do what Andrew Carnegie called real and permanent good, celebrating 100 years of philanthropy.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We're going to start off this hour with music from B.B. King, a track from his disc Blues Summit that came out in 1993 and won B.B. King, I think was the seventh of 15 Grammys. B.B. King here with a special guest Buddy Guy doing a rendition of I Pity the Fool.
I pity the fool. I say I pity the fool that fall in love with you and expect you to be true. Oh, I pity the fool. Falls in love with you. I've been in a fool. I've been in a fool. That falls in love with you. I've been in a fool. I've been in a fool. She'll break your heart one day and she'll laugh and walk away. Oh, I've been in a fool.
The late Hound Dog Taylor. Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers from Chicago from the 1970s. Hound Dog Taylor doing a number called Ain't Got Nobody. It's very emotive use of Elmore James's style of slide guitar playing was once referred to by someone that respected his blues highly, referred to as a sort of grunge blues, a grunge guitar. Before we heard Hound Dog Taylor, we heard B.B. King with special guest Buddy Guy from the disc Blues Summit. They did a rendition again of I Pity the Fool. We're going to turn next to Little Milton, originally from Inverness, Mississippi. He first recorded as a sideman for Willie Love in Jackson back in 1951. Then in 52 and 53, Ike Turner brought him up to Memphis to record for Sam Phillips' Sun Records. We're going to listen to him, though, from 1957, a recording he did for Meteor Records. He was still sort of finding his style at the time, and this track reflects a lot of influence from B.B. King, also some sort of you'd have to call them unimaginative horn lines on this particular number, but it's really a great tune. Little Milton on guitar and vocals with Love at First Sight.
Well, now, hello, pretty baby. I say, haven't we met before? You look exactly like a little girl that I used to know. Tell me, baby, what made that make you feel so fine. She's got the kind of love that made me want to take my time. Tell me, baby, what will be your name? Well, I love at first sight, baby, and I hope you feel the same.
Box is made possible in part by a gift from La Fonda of Lafayette since 1957.
Wedding band. No, can't trust a man, baby.
KK and the Rays from a disc that came out last year, the best of KK and the Rays, obviously. A compilation disc of work they did earlier. KK from Odessa, Texas. Fine, fine blues belcher. She has a, I'm trying to remember what the physical problem was. She may have had a stroke since some of her earlier recordings, and that's definitely limited her performances and recordings since then, but she's got a nice body of work out there. She was preceded by Little Milton. We heard Little Milton do a number called Love at First Sight. Again, that recording dated back to 1957 and reflected a lot of influence of B.B. King, not just guitar stylings, but particularly the vocals that sort of reaching out for those sort of melismatic notes, B.B. King's sort of crying vocals at times. A really, really interesting recording from blues great. KK and the Rays, originally from Odessa, Texas, or they, well, from Odessa. We're going to turn to someone next, originally from Gilmer, Texas, the late Freddie King from 1972. Here is Freddie King here on the Blues Box doing a number called Big Leg Woman. Call it sugar love, 'cause you're a big leg woman. From a 2010 release, the disc is called Blind Alley. That was Sugar Ray with the rendition of Death Letter Blues. Sugar Ray was preceded here on KRVS by Freddie King. We heard Freddie King from 1972 doing a number called Big Leg Woman. And that last tune was, a Son House tune. We're going to turn next to Son House. Son first recorded in 1930 when he went up to Grafton, Wisconsin, Parchment Farm prison in Mississippi. He went up with Charlie Patton and Willie Brown and a couple of others. And he didn't record again until 1941. In 1941 and 42, Alan Lomax went down to Mississippi and did a number of field recordings. Both years he recorded Son House. We're going to go back to 1942, Robinsonville, Mississippi. Here is Son House on guitar and vocals doing Special Rider Blues. Thank you.
woman, and you don't mean me no good. You're a mean, mistreating woman, and you don't mean me no good. Now, I don't blame you, baby, I'd be the same way if I could. Now you say you're gonna leave me, and you say you're going away. Well, you say you're gonna leave me, and you say you're going away. That's all right, baby, you come back home someday. Now I know you didn't want me when you laid down across my bed, drinking rot gut liquor and talking all out your head. Well, I know you didn't want me when you laid down across my bed, drinking rot gut liquor, talking all out your head. You're a mean mistreater, and you don't care what you do. You're a mean mistreater, and you don't care what you do. That's all right, baby, it's coming back home to you. Keep on sailing, you're gonna lose your happy home.
From 1946, that was Josh White with his rendition of Mean Mistreatin' Mama. He had first recorded that tune back in August of 1934 with Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell backing him up. And Carr and Blackwell had first recorded the tune back in February of 34. There were all sorts of covers of it very quickly, and it's interesting that Carr actually helped Josh White in his version of the tune. White himself recorded with behind Leroy Carr a few times back in the early 30s. Early to mid-30s, I should say. Prior to hearing Josh White, we heard from 1942, and again from Robinsonville, Mississippi, Son House on guitar and vocals, one of the most powerful and emotive blues singers to record during that period, 1930s, early 40s. He was, after this, he didn't record again for quite some time. He sort of disappeared off the blues grid and was rediscovered in 1964, started playing festivals again, and mentored a lot of young aspiring blues players. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS.
The Blues Box is underwritten by Orion Case LLC, designing and manufacturing reusable shipping containers for delicate equipment. Located in Lafayette, the telephone number for Orion Case is 291-1847. The website is www.orioncase.com.
Up next is a cover of a tune that Josh White recorded back, well, he recorded a couple of times, but first recorded it back in 1933. He used to go by the name of Josh White, the singing Christian, when he recorded spiritual music, and Pinewood Tom when he was recording secular blues back then. And it's a tune that was recorded before that by the Blind Texas Blues player, Blind Willie Johnson. Johnson had a big impact with the tune, and the tune's also been associated collaborated with Josh White for many, many years. We hear it given some really interesting treatment by a gentleman by the name of Danny Kalb from a new two-disc set called Moving in Blue. Kalb does a wonderful job on guitar in this particular tune. Here's Danny Kalb with his rendition of In My Time of Dying.
Of dying, I don't want nobody to moan. All I want my friends to do is to fold my dying arms. Easy. Well, well, well. So I can die easy. Well, well, well. So I can die easy. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. Just meet me. Meet me in the middle of the air. You promised me 10,000 years ago. You would meet me there. Well, well, well. So I can die easy. Well, well, well. So I can die easy. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed.
You'd not rather be the devil.
Bonnie Raitt from 2002 doing a rendition of the old Skip James tune from 1930. Devil Got My, well, in Skip James's case, it was Devil Got My Woman. Devil Got My Man with Bonnie's version. Before we heard Bonnie Raitt, we heard Danny Kalb from his brand new two-disc set called Moving in Blue. Kalb did a rendition of In My Time of Dying. Well, we just heard Bonnie do a Skip James tune. We're going to turn next to Bert Devert. He plays mandolin and guitar. Last year he had a disc out called Kidman Blues. Here's Bert Devert here on KRVS doing another Skip James tune from 1930, Skip's Cypress Grove.
and tell me what's the matter, baby, when I just can't see.
that way.
From the early 1930s, that was Memphis Minnie on guitar and vocals, born Lizzie Douglas in Algiers, Louisiana. Memphis Minnie with a number called In My Girlish Days. She was a very, very hot guitar player in her time. Before we heard Memphis Minnie, we heard Burt Dievert from his disc of last year, Kid Man Blues. Dievert doing a cover of the old Skip James tune, Cypress Grove. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. If you are a supporter of public radio, a member, we would like to thank you for that. If not, we hope you'll consider membership. We have to have that kind of support to keep these programs going. You can pledge securely online at krvs.org.